The personal loan industry is having a record year, with the value of outstanding balances rising 18% in the first quarter. Total household debt in the U.S. also hit a new high, $13 trillion. The loans aren't just coming from traditional banks. There's now also something called fintech, or financial technology, startups like The Lending Club and Social Finance. Robin Farzad is the host of Full Disclosure, available on NPR One. Robin, welcome. Happy 4th.
Peter, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, thank you. So what's going on with these personal loans? Why so many of them?
Financial innovators, Peter, they got to innovate. I mean, Wall Street and the
VC,
it's true, it is working. Wall Street and venture capital-backed peer-to-peer companies know that there's both a hunger for new kinds of debt that's unsecured and yield seekers on the other end of that deal that are willing to lend into that asset class. So these startups, they've been pouncing on market share. They originated 36% of all personal loans last year, and you compare that to less than 1% in 2010.
What kind of loans are we talking about? Is this different than someone going out and using their credit card?
Yeah, the idea here specifically is to circumvent the traditional banks and credit card companies, which, you know, for time immemorial, they've kind of had a lock on this business. But they've also seriously consolidated since the financial crisis, and they're generally hard to deal with. You have the paperwork overhang from the last credit crash. The big lenders, they still want all sorts of documentation, third-party verification, collateral. I think in this case, it's not that the interest rates from these startups are much more palatable. It's that there are fewer strings attached and maybe more of a desire to make loans. I mean, after all, they're venture capital backed and they're growing and they want to develop market share.
Well, you say that there's all these strings attached to these traditional types of loans and backup documentation and that sort of thing. I mean, that is a good thing. So I'm just, you know, are these good loans that people are getting?
Well, it's kind of inevitable that this is going to happen because peer-to-peer, if you talk about technology, that's changing every game. Think about Uber, TaskRabbit, Venmo. I can just, you know, cut out the middleman, and millennials are Venmoing each other all the time. There's just a huge amount of interest in VC money chasing innovation in finance, for better or for worse. I mean, even Goldman Sachs is involved here with its bank Marcus. So I look back and I think that the holy grail in finance and financial services has been cutting out the middleman. If you can avoid the massive, slow-moving mega banks and credit card companies, well, in this case, you have the ability to fast-track approval. You can better match those who need access to capital with those who want to lend capital, and both of them at better rates than, say, what a Wells Fargo or B of A would offer.
Is it a good thing that more Americans are doing this sort of thing, going deeper in debt? You know, I'm also just thinking in the lead up to the financial crisis 10 years ago, this is when we started to see people doing kind of different things in terms of getting access to cash, getting home equity loans on their houses. Give us a word of caution here, if you could.
Look, you have to consider the fact that this is a rising rate environment, and a true rising rate environment has not stress tested this space, which, as we discussed earlier, the numbers have just exploded over the past 8-9 years. But if you also think back to the last credit crisis, there was that instance of so much yield-seeking money was offered that the lenders stopped scrutinizing the real creditworthiness of borrowers, and in that case, homeowners or prospective homeowners. Fintech and peer-to-peer lending is still a young category. It hasn't experienced the full credit downturn. And I'd be worried when you start to see banner ads pleading with you to borrow easy money, like no credit, no problem. But we just haven't gotten there yet.
Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure, thanks very much.
Thank you. Happy 4th.